The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywiththefriendlyvoice.com. Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 214. As always, I'm Steve Webb, I'm your host, and today we'll be reading Job chapters 30 through 32. At the end of yesterday's reading, Job was looking back at how his life used to be. And as you'll see, Job starts out today looking at his present circumstances. Let's begin. Job chapter 30. But now they mock me, those who are younger than I, whose fathers I disdained too much to put with my sheepdogs. Moreover, the strength of their hands, what use was it to me? Men whose strength had perished, gaunt with want and hunger, they would gnaw the parched land, in former time desolate and waste. By the brush they would gather herbs from the salt marshes, and the root of the broom tree was their food. They were banished from the community. People shouted at them like they would shout at thieves, so that they had to live in the dry stream beds, in the holes of the ground and among the rocks. They brayed like animals among the bushes and were huddled together under the nettles. Sons of senseless and nameless people, they were driven out of the land with whips. And now I have become their taunt song. I have become a byword among them. They detest me and maintain their distance. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Because God has untied my tent cord and afflicted me, people throw off all restraint in my presence. On my right, the young rabble rise up. They drive me from place to place and build up siege ramps against me. They destroy my path. They succeed in destroying me without anyone assisting them. They come in as through a wide breach. Amid the crash, they come rolling in. Terrors are turned loose on me. They drive away my honor like the wind, and like a cloud my deliverance has passed away. And now my soul pours itself out within me. Days of suffering take hold of me. Night pierces my bones. My gnawing pains never cease. With great power God grasps my clothing. He binds me like the collar of my tunic. He has flung me into the mud, and I have come to resemble dust and ashes. I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. I stand up, and you only look at me. You have become cruel to me. With the strength of your hand you attack me. You pick me up on the wind and make me ride on it. You toss me about in the storm. I know that you are bringing me to death, to the meeting place for all the living. Surely one does not stretch out his hand against a broken man when he cries for help in his distress. Have I not wept for the unfortunate? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? But when I hoped for good, trouble came. When I expected light, then darkness came. My heart is in turmoil unceasingly. The days of my affliction confront me. I go about blackened, but not by the sun. In the assembly I stand up and cry for help. I have become a brother to the jackals and a companion of ostriches. My skin is turned dark on me. My body is hot with fever. My harp is used for mourning, and my flute for the sound of weeping. Job chapter 31. I made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I entertain thoughts against a virgin? What then would be one's lot from God above, one's heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not misfortune for the unjust and disaster for those who work iniquity? Does not he seize my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked in falsehood, and if my foot has hastened to deceit, let him weigh me with honest scales, then God will discover my integrity. If my footsteps have strayed from the way, if my heart has gone after my eyes, or if anything has defiled my hands, then let me sow and let another eat, and let my crops be uprooted. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, and I have lain in wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife turn the millstone for another man, and may other men have sexual relations with her. For I would have committed a shameful act, an iniquity to be judged. For it is a fire that devours even to destruction, and it would uproot all my harvest. If I have disregarded the right of my male servants or my female servants when they disputed with me, then what will I do when God confronts me in judgment? When he intervenes, how will I respond to him? Did not the one who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one form us in the womb? If I have refused to give to the poor what they desired, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, if I ate my morsel of bread myself and did not share any of it with orphans, but from my youth I raised the orphan like a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. If I have seen anyone about to perish for lack of clothing, or a poor man without a coat, whose heart did not bless me as he warmed himself with the fleece of my sheep? If I have raised my hand to vote against the orphan when I saw my support in the court, then let my arm fall from the shoulder. Let my arm be broken off at the socket. For the calamity from God was a terror to me, and by reason of His majesty I was powerless. If I have put my confidence in gold, or said to pure gold, "You are my security," if I have rejoiced because of the extent of my wealth, or because of the great wealth my hand had gained, if I looked at the sun when it was shining, and the moon advancing as a precious thing, so that my heart was secretly enticed, and my hand threw them a kiss from my mouth, then this also would be iniquity to be judged, for I would have been false to God above. If I have rejoiced over the misfortune of my enemy, or exulted because calamity found him, I have not even permitted my mouth to sin by asking for his life through a curse. If the members of my household have ever said, "If only there were someone who has not been satisfied from Job's meat." But no stranger had to spend the night outside, for I opened my doors to the traveler. If I have covered my transgressions as men do, by hiding iniquity in my heart, because I was terrified of the great multitude, and the contempt of families terrified me, so that I remained silent and would not go outdoors. If only I had someone to hear me. Here is my signature, let the Almighty answer me. If only I had an indictment that my accuser had written, surely I would wear it proudly on my shoulder. I would bind it on me like a crown. I would give him an accounting of my steps, like a prince I would approach him. If my land cried out against me, and all its furrows wept together, if I have eaten its produce without paying, or caused the death of its owners, then let thorns sprout up in place of wheat, and in place of barley, weeds. The words of Job are ended. Job chapter 32. So these three men refused to answer Job further because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram, became very angry. He was angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. With Job's three friends, he was also angry because they could not find an answer, and so declared Job guilty. Now Elihu had waited before speaking to Job because the others were older than he was. But when Elihu saw that the three men had no further reply, he became very angry. So Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzite, spoke up. "I am young, but you are elderly. That is why I was fearful and afraid to explain to you what I know. I said to myself, 'Age should speak, and length of years should make wisdom known.' But it is a spirit in people, the breath of the Almighty, that makes them understand. It is not the aged who are wise, nor old men who understand what is right. Therefore I say, listen to me. I, even I, will speak what I know. Look, I waited for you to speak. I listened closely to your wise thoughts while you were searching for words. Now I was paying you close attention, yet there was no one proving Job wrong. Not one of you was answering his statements. So do not say, 'We have found wisdom.' God will refute him, not man. Job has not directed his words to me, and so I will not reply to him with your arguments. They are dismayed and cannot answer any more. They have nothing left to say. And I have waited, but because they do not speak, because they stand there and answer no more, I too will answer my part. I too will explain what I know, for I am full of words, and the spirit within me constrains me. Inside I am like wine which has no outlet, like new wineskins ready to burst. I will speak so that I may find relief. I will open my lips so that I may answer. I will not show partiality to anyone, nor will I confer a title on any man, for I do not know how to give honorary titles. If I did, my Creator would quickly do away with me." And so Job finally finishes. His three friends have nothing to say, and this young man, who has heretofore remained silent, now feels the need to speak up. What do you think he has to say? What do you think of his motivation? He says, "I just have to say something. I'm like a wineskin ready to burst." Is that a good reason to speak up? Well, sometimes it is. Often it's not. Come on back tomorrow and let's see what Elihu has to say. Thank you so much for joining me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.